This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Cultural influences on meat choices in the keto diet. Explore how culture shapes meat consumption in the keto diet, balancing tradition, ethics, and modern eating trends for a better understanding of dietary choices. Cultural influences on meat in the keto diet. Hey there. So, I've been thinking a lot about how culture shapes the way we eat, especially when it comes to something like the keto diet, which is so focused on meat and fats. If you're like me, you might wonder why some people fully embrace a meat-heavy keto lifestyle, while others shy away from it due to ethical or cultural reasons. It's fascinating how our backgrounds influence our food choices, and meat is right at the center of that conversation. Now, keto is this low-carb, high-fat diet that relies a lot on protein, often from meat sources. But what's interesting is how different cultures approach meat and how that affects their take on keto. For example, in many Western countries, meat is often seen as the star of meals. Steaks, burgers, bacon, all celebrated for their flavor and nutrition. But in other places, meat might be more of a luxury or a ceremonial item, eaten sparingly, with plant-based ingredients taking a front seat. If you think about ethical eating, the conversation gets even more complex. Some folks on the keto diet follow it without much thought about where their meat comes from, while others wrestle with the pros and cons of eating meat. These include environmental impacts, animal welfare, and personal health concerns. That's when ideas like eat meat or don't come into play, offering a well-rounded look at the arguments for and against eating meat, factoring in sentiocentrism. That's basically considering the capacity of animals to feel and think, and how that shapes ethical food choices. Interestingly, some cultures have embraced a sort of middle path. Lots of traditional diets are heavy on animal products, but also very respectful of the sources. Think about the Maasai people, whose diet is rich in meat and milk, but who have sustainable herding practices. Or how certain indigenous peoples have historically practiced ethical hunting, honoring the animals they rely on. These cultural perspectives contrast with modern industrial farming, which raises questions about clean meat or lab-grown alternatives, another fascinating piece in the ethical eating puzzle. And let's not forget plant-based diets. While keto is often meat-heavy, there are plant-focused keto adaptations that appeal to folks coming from cultures with vegetarian or vegan traditions, like many parts of India. This blend shows how culture not only determines what we eat, but how we adapt diets like keto to align with our beliefs and values. So when you hear people talking about keto, remember that meat isn't just a nutrient source. It's wrapped up in history, ethics, and personal values. Whether someone chooses to eat meat or not on keto can often be traced back to these deeper cultural influences, not just the diet rules. If you want to explore these ethical discussions more, why we eat meat, how we justify it, and what alternatives exist, I highly recommend checking out Eat Meat or Don't. It's a thoughtful resource looking at the full spectrum of arguments around meat consumption, including sentiocentrism and the emerging ideas about clean meat and plant-based diets. It's pretty eye-opening to see how much culture influences our relationship with meat in diets like keto. So next time you're sitting down for a big steak or whipping up a meat-free keto meal, you'll know there's a whole story behind those choices beyond just carbs and fats.